Spanda is a term that can be simply defined as movement or vibration. Take it to the next level, and you'll come to see the definition as the flashing forth of divine consciousness. Nothing exists without Spanda. It's not physical movement, or even psychological, like pleasure. And it's even deeper than terms like prana or chi, both used to describe the life force that moves through us. Spanda is the subtle vibration at the very core of your being. It exists without practicing or honing it. It's inherent, the source and the foundation for all other movement. You might experience Spanda as a desire to live according to your innermost urges, or by acting in line with your interest, or following your curiosity. It may even be attending to your body's natural rhythms as they begin to harmonize with the vastness of life's natural cycles, from days to seasons to aging and beyond. When we disconnect from our spark or our Spanda, we're disconnected from our vitality. We lose energy, focus, and a general sense of well-being. And here's the thing. Spanda is intangible. We humans don't like things we can't see or touch necessarily. But try this. If you're someone who likes to om, like in a yoga class, try it now. Do it 3 times. Or, if that's not your thing, maybe just hum, mouth closed as you exhale. And then, slip into the pattern of your breath. Let your awareness be everywhere, inside and outside your body. Play with a slight hold at the top and bottom of your breath. Feel the movements inside your body. Study the mind, the thoughts as they arise. Search for their root. Where do they stem from? When you find or hear the answers to questions like this, the most important part of the practice is that we stay unattached to the reasons. Allow the sentiments to slip along, one to the next, and then the next, as you return always to the breath. Continuing to sit and meditate or ponder things like this while focusing on the breath and movements within can help you stay connected to a deeper consciousness. Inside these practices, we learn how to better listen, not just to our needs or the needs of others, but to hear the whispers on the wind and all the messages being delivered from nature